What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, right now we have to look at, you know, weather in South America certainly has continued to grab the attention of traders. You know, right now, overnight, it looks like we didn't see as much rain fall in the southern hemisphere as expected. Soybeans seeing some really good push. And then you look at for the year, of course, Minneapolis wheat seeing tremendous gains for the year, 60, 65% gain. So that's a market that continues to be extremely strong. And, of course, it looks like, you know, we should see some strength continue into the beginning of 2022 as that market needs to buy acres.
That's really going to be a story here, whether it's corn, soybeans, wheat, or a lot of the specialty crops as well.
You know, the Northern Plains are going to be where the attention's focused because every crop needs to buy acres, and it's going to be interesting to see which ones win out and which ones kind of take the back seat.
So, Randy, tell me what's not hot in this marketplace.
You know, right now what we're seeing is gold is kind of struggling here as we start the new year, and I think a lot of that is due to the strength that we're seeing in the stock market. Of course, the S&P 500, the Dow, setting record highs to close out the year. Of course, that means that we have less emphasis on the precious metals, and that is putting some pressure in on the gold market.
We have a crop report coming out in a week and a half. How much play does that have as we move into January?
You know, that's going to be pretty big. I mean, the big thing that the market's going to be looking at is where we could possibly see the demand is going to go for corn and soybeans. If we see exports or if we see domestic demand increase, it's likely we'll see some improvement in demand with the ethanol and with crush. Wheat, it's going to be interesting to see if they leave production alone and where they put the winter wheat acres because of the wet conditions in the Corn Belt area and the soft red area.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo, North Dakota.